We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Welcome in, everyone. They're running amok. All right, so they overran Dom Giordano's show, Pennsylvania. We've talked about that. You know, this governor who's a radical, Rachel Levine, the Pennsylvania Secretary of State, and the rogue Pennsylvania Supreme Court. And Republicans, you know, at times I've been critical. But Wolf just blatantly cites emergency power. Get the hell out of here. We'll do what we want. Well, Representative Frank Ryan is joining us. He's trying to do something to stop. He has focused in on probably the most outrageous, for, in my view, Pennsylvania Supreme Court member. Now, you got to know what these Pennsylvania Supreme Court things, how important they are. These people all got elected by two groups, big-time union money and trial lawyers, the source of the Democrat Party. They spent big, and they overwhelmed Republicans. And with the majority they have now, they are actually dictating in large measure what's going on in the country, not just Pennsylvania. Joining us is Representative Frank Ryan, thus the Ryan side question today on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Representative, welcome to Philadelphia. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. It's great to be on your show. I love listening to you.
Well, thank you. Where are you headquartered? Where's your district, Frank?
My office is in the western half of Lebanon County, Pennsylvania, the rogue county of the 67 counties in the Commonwealth.
So before we talk about this guy Weiss, this is the guy that I remember. I had long conversations with some of your colleagues, some of the ones that were more aggressive, seeing the handwriting on the wall, and said when this guy ran, as I understand it, he actually talked how he would rule on a case, the big so-called gerrymandering case, right there, that's enough to fire a shot across the bow, try to chill these people a little bit. If anything, this has made them believe they can do essentially what they want in Pennsylvania.
We've had a history in Pennsylvania of Supreme Court justices who have gone rogue. Justice Wecht is probably the leading example of one. And that first article that you just mentioned is my first article in the impeachment against him, where he was failing to abide by the canons of judicial ethics when he failed to recuse himself. And he actually campaigned on the issue about gerrymandering the districts. He actually said how he was going to decide in the case. And for that reason alone, he should be removed from office.
That is it. Listeners have to understand that. Right there, I agree with you. There's no doubt. It's not like there's any debate. And as I understand it, Frank, we had on the speakers, various people. I was told they thought this is going to look bad if we go after this guy. Democrats don't seem to think when they grab power in any way, shape, or form that it looks bad.
You know, it's absolutely amazing to me. I spent 41 years of total elapsed time in the Marine Corps and the Marine Corps Reserve. And I swore to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And this power grab, the Emergency Powers Act that you so aptly brought up, that Governor Wolf is using as an example to suspend our constitutional rights in the Commonwealth, the Justice Wecht legislating from the bench. I jokingly indicated that the other members of the House of Representatives are going to try to nominate Justice Wecht as the Legislator of the Year award. And it's a sad commentary because that's what he's doing. And this power grab is absolutely unconscionable. All I would remind people of is I've been in nations in my Marine Corps career, be it Afghanistan, Iraq, Bosnia, Bulgaria, Romania, Slovenia, where once a power grab occurs, they don't care, those people who are grabbing power, who they use it against. And once the power is grabbed, they will turn against any person who put them in office. I will caution people that once you've surrendered your constitutional rights, they are gone permanently, and it will be used against even the very people who helped them get that power to begin with.
And that is well put, and that's exactly what's going on here. And I'm told, and I've seen this for about a year or so, one of the things on the docket next is they want to legislate. They don't think, say, the suburban area or Lebanon County, where you are, pays enough in taxes toward the big city schools like Philadelphia. They want to set those percentages, a la how they set the so-called gerrymandering. And you guys, the Republicans, by the way, have another shot at drawing up districts. But the reporting we get here, Frank Ryan, seems to indicate Republicans are feeling kind of chilled this time around because they know what the Supreme Court might do again.
I'm very pleased to announce that here we have an absolutely phenomenal Speaker of the House, Brian Cutler, and our Majority Leader, Carrie Benninghoff, are absolutely dedicated to preserving our constitutional rights. And I think you should feel comfortable that we're going to fight this. Brian Cutler's example, when I filed the initial, it was House Resolution 1044 to impeach Justice Wecht. There have been prior efforts to impeach justices before in the past session and two sessions ago, and they didn't get assigned to any committee. Within literally 24 hours of me filing a resolution, Speaker Cutler assigned it to the Judiciary Committee, which actually caused the trial attorneys to start writing letters to the individual 32 co-sponsors I have on the bill to sit back and say, you know, what are you doing? Because once you assign it to a committee, it breathes life into it. And my intent is, as soon as we go back into session, I won a re-election by a landslide. Once we start the session again, I intend to reintroduce the resolution. We'll hopefully pursue it in the House of Representatives. And I believe there is a desire on the part of many members of the legislature on this election integrity, on the overreach of the judicial overreach from the decisions relative to the gerrymandering, to the school funding issues, to sit back and do an all-out restoration attempt of our constitutional rights. To go back to your question about the school allocations, it's called the fair funding formula. And I'm a CPA as well, and I happen to be one of the leading experts in this. The thing that's problematic about what you'll hear about the fair funding formula, it's a mathematical algorithm that gives additional funding to certain areas over others. It's not really fair funding. So as an example, Philadelphia already gets, I'm probably one of the few people that's read the comprehensive annual financial report for Philadelphia and Philadelphia schools. And I will tell you that Philadelphia right now gets about 75% of its funding from the state government, whereas many of your outlying areas in Montgomery County and other areas, Delaware County and others, are getting somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 to 25%. So this idea of fair funding is a myth. What Philadelphia schools and Philadelphia representatives are looking for is literally 100% funding from the state to be paid for by the rural areas and the urban and suburban areas outside of the Philadelphia collar counties and also outside of the collar counties of Allegheny County. We're failing to recognize that many of these school systems are failed models, and we need to make sure that they are held accountable for the results. The primary objective is to take care of students, not take care of the school districts.
Well put, Frank Ryan. 75%. I didn't know that. I'm filing that away. I knew it was high. I mean, how much more can they possibly do? Now, whether this succeeds or not, though, what you're trying to do here, at least if he has to defend, if it comes to that, I think it does make people think a lot of things are going on here. And I would think to some degree it might rein in some of these other justices who are not quite out there as far as this guy is.
And that's actually the intent. I mean, I will be candid with you. I feel very comfortable I can get the impeachment resolution through the House of Representatives. I'm not completely convinced that we can get a conviction in the Senate. We need 2/3. And right now, with the fact that the Senate is in the neighborhood of 28 to 29 members of the more conservative wing, there are probably two or three Democrats that would be willing to come over. But when you start talking about impeachment issues, I think you'll start to see that they will follow along party lines, because it will be a kiss of death to their own political future if they vote against it. I'll give you a perfect example. In the Lehigh Valley, Paul McHale was one of the people, congressman, who voted to impeach Donald Trump, and his political career ended shortly thereafter. So I'm a little, I've only been in office now 4 years, and I will tell you that I've become a little jaundiced about that aspect of political preservationism.
Right.
Seems to sometimes overcome the desire to do that which is a statesmanship-like responsibility and uphold the constitutions of Pennsylvania and the United States.
Well, Frank, we wish you Godspeed on this, and I'm thrilled that you came on today. Anytime that you have something, you just tell Dan. We'd like to hear more. I've told people for 20 years, Harrisburg is a galaxy far, far away, it seems like, but the impact on our lives. But I never even thought that in a national election, Wolf, the Secretary of State, the annex of Rachel Levine, and then this rogue court are actually affecting, this is the most important swing state, the entire country and the republic. It is shocking, but we've seen how it's been building up.
Absolutely. And if I could just mention this, and I would encourage your listeners to, because you do a great job of getting the message out. I said to people when I ran, I specialize in keeping companies and organizations out of bankruptcy. And in the Marine Corps, part of my expertise was economic warfare. We have 2 to 4 years to turn around the financial condition of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And if we fail to do so, we will become insolvent in 12 years. And to give you a perfect example, Chester Upland School District in Pennsylvania is already insolvent and incapable of surviving. And this will be, once you start down that death spiral, it's difficult to stop. Time is no longer on our side. We need to take decisive action now to right our financial ship and get our liberties back, or the game's over.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving, Frank Ryan. Thanks for joining us today.
God bless you, sir. Thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.